live in the free land that we do, we free nation that we do. I pray you strengthen and guide and direct and give wisdom and direction to each life here, give health and strength. We thank you again for each and every one that came out. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you. It's great to see everybody. We got a few announcements tonight. Linda, it came through the announcement for Tom Kirkwood for the Adamson Funeral Home. Next Tuesday will be the first viewing from 5 to 8. And then Wednesday from 10:30 to 12 noon, and there will be a service to follow. That's at the Adamson Funeral Home. Okay. As far as missionaries in the month, keep them in prayer. Philip and Bethany Herdwalt, ministering in San Carlos. But keep all our missionaries in prayer as well, because they experience a lot more. Many more problems of what we do. We're born in a free nation. We can worship freely, and we can speak freely. We can do what we want. We can be who we want. Sometimes a little bit to extremes, but the missionaries in the other countries don't get this. They're not afforded the same. It's the same as we are. The freedoms. China, Russia. I mean, it doesn't matter where he may be. It could be prison sentence for just mentioning the name of Christ or preaching about Christ. But just keep them in mind, keep them in prayer each and every day, and that they were for their safety and direction and wisdom. And men's Bible study this way be the men's Bible studies meets on Thursdays at 6:30 in Reynoldsville. If you have any questions, see Jim Morrison. The women's Bible study, we'll be studying Ruth. And this is held Tuesday nights at Reynoldsville at 6:30. If you have any questions, see Teresa Morrison. The TVC improvement project, due to an insurance reason, the downstairs lighting needs to be replaced. Obviously, they got the grids up, the lights are up, and it's in the process of moving forward. OCC for the month of April, they'll be collecting soap, washcloths, the box for OCC items located out here in the Narthex, if you would. Church work day. We'll be having church work day on April 29th or on May 6th, depending on the weather. There'll be more information as we get closer to those dates. We have a lot of outdoor cleanup, a lot of outdoor painting to do. There's also the furnace room that needs cleaned out and some indoor cleaning, spring cleaning, and indoor painting, etc. Please try to plan to come and help. The more help, the less work on everyone else. Save the date, that mother-daughter banquet. It's going to be May 13th at 6 p.m., and like Pastor said, even if they had no children, you're all daughters of Christ, no matter what, and all are invited to that as well. But I think that's all the announcements. Is there anything else? You said that the men's breakfast. This Saturday, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Okay. That was quite. I thought you kind of threw that question out there as a trivia question to Pastor Lee, I think, but that'll be this Saturday at 8. But if there's no other announcements, we'll get started here. I wanted to do, since we're on the eve of Easter holiday, I thought that this would go over at. Well, as far as if we go down this path, I entitled it to Stand Up and Speak Up. But like I said, coming off Easter holiday, I think this would be a lesson that we're going to look at Christ's bull in the china shop. We're going to look at Peter tonight. He'll be part of the lesson. But if you join me in prayer first, we get this all started in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening, I thank you again for each and every one family member that you brought out this evening. I thank you for the traveling mercies that brought them here. I pray that this lesson will be a blessing to them, the hearts and minds and souls, as it was to mine. I pray that as we walk down through Peter's life and lessons through standing up and speaking out, I pray that you'd help each one of us to stand up boldly and speak out because of freedom. We thank you for this, the freedom that we experience in this land we were born into, that we can stand up and speak out. And we pray for further, we pray for the country itself and those leaders. Pray for salvation. I pray for wisdom and direction when those that make the decisions, the important decisions that have to be made. I pray you give wisdom and direction to those as well. Give us all strength, guidance, and wisdom tonight as we study through this study. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I said, we're going to look at, we're going to start off with Christ, the bull in the china shop. I mean, that's what Peter was kind of referred to down through the years. Because he was a reactor. But we're going to come into it a little bit later after the fact. We're going to look at Acts. We're going to start in Acts chapter 4. So if you turn with me to Acts chapter 4, please. This is after the fact, after Peter disgraced himself when he swore up and down to that Christ that he wouldn't deny, he'd be a thief forever. And then the very next, almost in the very next breath, the very next day, he denied Christ three times like he said he would. But I can understand because, I mean, the human nature behind it, he was saving his own skin really at the time. But I can understand that from a human point of view. But this is a little bit later in Acts chapter 4, after the fact of the resurrection and Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was leading the way, leading the charge. We're going to look at Acts chapter 4, verses 15 through verse 20 to begin with, if I may. They're talking about the Sanhedrin were in an uproar because of the miracles that were being performed. And this comes about in midway. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth no man in this name." They called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John, and they answered them and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Peter and John, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of this time. It's after Pentecost and all. But it's a big change from the denial that we've seen, that Peter had suffered the earlier on, the denial three times. But it's also John, the rest of the disciples as well. If you look at this, it's they're talking about the Sanhedrin. They're the ones that they said, let's go out and threaten them, try to keep them mouths shut and try to keep them from spreading the gospel of Christ. I mean, are we seeing a parallel to today's times, today's world? I mean, today's society, the government's trying. I mean, yes, we still have freedom of speech. We can say the things, we can worship the way we want. But the thing is, the pastor said, I believe that the time is coming that even in this country that we will see the time when the government will tell us we can't speak about Christ or spread the word of God. I don't think that's going to be too far away. I mean, unless the rapture happens before that, I think we will see it. And even like he was talking about, like I was saying before, the missionaries already see this in other countries. They're told about there. I mean, it's a prison sentence to be talk about Christ, to talk about the blood, to talk about his death on the cross for each and every one of us. And it's a freedom that we realize in this country, and I think a lot of times we take it for granted. I mean, it's sad to say, but I'm right there. I'm looking in the mirror the same as the rest of everybody else. We do take this freedom for granted a lot. And obviously we can see today with the world, what's going on today. I'm just going to use an example. Everybody's seen the news about Anheuser-Busch, the king of beers. well, that kingdom's about to fall, and the walls just come down. It reminds me of what's funny is it actually used the transgender, whatever, yeah, male, whatever it was, to bring those walls down. I'm reminded of Joshua in the battle of Jericho, when the cries went up, the walls came down. That's what we're seeing right now with the wall with the King of Beard, with their kingdom. Their walls are coming down, and it's coming down fast. And that's just an example. You see, today we have pastors, missionaries leaving the field, leaving the ministry on an unprecedented number. And it reminds me of a verse we're going to look at later on here, where he talks about if they didn't speak, that even the very water, the rocks would cry out. It's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but you look at it that if Christians don't fulfill the Great Commission, his word to spread the gospel, his purpose is going to get fulfilled one way or another. I mean, there's no way around it. He will fulfill his purpose, however he has to do it. And sometimes he even uses the unsaved, as we see now. Like I said, the walls of the kingdom are coming down. But that's just something that's going on in today's world that we see. But, yes, sir. Right, I wasn't going to go into all that thing. It's representing a lot of different things right now. Yeah. Needless to say, they thought that slapping that face on a label was a correct move for their companies, and it's turning out to be the downfall, like I said. It's like Joshua in the battle of Jericho. The cries went up, and the walls are coming down. And it's awesome to see God's hand move one way or the other. Like I said, his purpose is going to be accomplished one way or the other. But that's why we need to stand up and speak up, just like Peter, John, the rest of the disciples did. Even though our government is telling us that we can't, labeling us terrorists if we do. It's sad for the times, the culture we live in, but obviously it's anything that's being said is considered the truth. And it comes out of anybody's mouth is considered the truth. And if I felt like saying the world was flat today, the world's going to be flat, according to myself. I mean, it's not going to be backed up by science or math or anything else. If the moon's made out of green cheese tomorrow, I mean, that's my decision. But that's still considered truth. Everybody, whatever comes out of anybody's mouth today is considered truth. And it's sad. It's not backed up by history. It's not backed up by fact. It's not backed up by the Bible itself, which is the absolute truth. And it's actually disgusting to see some of the things that are going on taking place today in today's world. But I think they should be investigating them for other reasons, but I'll leave that one alone. I'll move along. But yes, I mean, as we're facing a government that wants to label Christians terrorists in today's time. I mean, they haven't taken the freedom from us from being able to preach, being able to speak about Christ yet. I mean, they're trying to take it, but they haven't. And that's what these guys experienced back then. That's what in future generations, century after century, depends on where you look, what civilization, what culture you touch with. It's also the same thing. They do not want the word of Christ out there. They don't want the message of the blood, salvation of the blood, and the great mercy and the grace of God, of Christ, the reason why we're all sitting here and we have the hope, the eternal hope that we do today. They don't want that message out there, but the sad part of it is everyone outside these walls, they need that message. They're looking for that message. They want that message. But like I said, we need to stand up and we need to speak up. But We're going to lead into Luke. We're going to go to Luke chapter 19, if you would. We're going to start in verse 37. It's mainly verse 37 through 40, but we're going to move on. I'm going to go a little bit past in the 41 to 45. But starting with 37, Luke chapter 19, verse 37. And when he was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, "Master, rebuke thy disciples." And he answered them and said, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, "If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this day, thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and encompass thee around and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even there with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation." This was supposed to be his triumphal entry into the city. And here we go again. We have the Pharisees telling them to shut up. They're telling the disciples to be quiet, to rebuke. They basically told Christ, keep them quiet because of what they were saying. But then I love the answer that he said in verse 40. He said, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the very stones would immediately cry out." It's like I said with the message I talked about before, God's will, God's purpose is going to be accomplished no matter what. We're not going to stop it. We ain't going to stand in the way of it. Our government isn't going to stand in the way of it. There is no government out there that will stand in the way of it. And what gets me here is that I had to read it over and over again through verse 42, 43, and 44. But it kind of hit me. I was reading it over and over again. I didn't know why until it came a little bit clearer. It says, "For the day shall come upon thee," in verse 43, "that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and encompass thee round and keep thee in on every side." We have enemies outside this country, or every country has enemies outside the country itself. But the sad part of it is, the true enemy is like a cancer from the inside out. It's eating the heart away from the inside out. And that's exactly what's happened to America today. I mean, with every country, doesn't matter if you're talking about Russia, China, or anywhere else. We all have enemies outside, without, beyond our borders. That's obvious because of history and everything else. But the true enemy, it's really eating away at this country from the inside out like a cancer. And we really need to stand up and speak out, just like Peter did. Be that bull in China shop, speak out. I mean, we have that freedom. We were born with that freedom. We were born with the freedoms that other countries weren't. Other folks aren't allowed to. And the sad part of it is, a lot of them in the other countries, they're speaking up a lot louder than we may be in this country here. Because we're allowing a lot of things, just like what we talked about, the trans, whatever it was you talked about, and the abortions, the abortionist. I mean, it's nonstop. I mean, the walls are coming down, but it's almost a little bit too late. I mean, we're kind of in the latter days. I don't know what would be next. Like I said, Pastor thinks that we may experience ourselves before the rapture happens, takes place. We may experience that freedom taken from us to speak freely about anything and whatever we want and become whatever we want as far as job-wise goes, whatever, and in the communities. But it's truly sad. Like I said, when I see this, I kept reading it over and over. We do have enemies outside, but we need, it's the same thing with our ball, with us as human beings. Them skeletons in the closet, how we all have passed. A lot of people talk about platforms, whether it be YouTube channels, Facebook. Yes, those are platforms that we can spread the word a lot faster than normal, because I mean, we can spread it around the world in seconds. But they didn't have this back then. I mean, the word of mouth was simple. I mean, it spread. It might have taken a few more months to get there, but the facts were, the truth was, we all have platforms no matter what. I mean, I don't care if you have a computer, a phone, don't have one, don't use one. We all have a platform that God gave us. We've all been through the ringer of life at one point or another. In one sense or another, we've all been through our hard times. And that built the foundation, that gave us the platform to tell others that we come in contact with, the unsaved, to show them by example, by action, not just by word of mouth, but by action, why we're still here. Because of the grace of God and because of the mercy of God. And the only reason I tell these guys, the only reason I'm still alive today is God's grace and God's mercy. I know for a fact many times I should be dead and in the ground. I mean, six feet of real estate. There is many times, and I guarantee there are probably many times that I do not know that I should be dead right now. But it's only by God's grace and his mercy for the reason why I'm here. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us could probably say along the same lines with our past. We like I said, we've been through those ringers of life that put us through the hard times, the valleys. But like you said, God, there's many promises throughout the Bible, throughout the pages of history. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd never give us more than we could bear. He's always going to be there. And then obviously, the footprints in the sand, that poem comes to mind, because whenever there's one set of footprints, that's when he was carrying us. I mean, we win. His mercy and his grace, because of the celebration, with this Easter celebration we just celebrated, we're on the winning team. I mean, there's no stopping us. There can't be. I mean, there is absolutely no stop. We win no matter what. I mean, that's the play, pure and simple fact. We are on the winning team, so we should be playing like we're on the winning team. We should stand up and we should speak up like we're on that winning team. A lot of times we just let it go, let things go by the wayside. Like I said, we take our freedoms for granted. Myself, like I said, I look in the mirror as well as anyone else, and I'll be the first one to judge myself before anyone else. And I've taken this freedom for granted. I haven't done my job, my part, in past years. Just like Paul, and he had the ministry he had all the way through the years that he was in prison. He had a ministry no matter where he was at, whether it be in or out, on the streets, outside these walls, outside the temple. We need to learn how to stand up and speak up for Christ and for his mercy and grace, and show these folks, show everyone the unsaved outside these walls, why his mercy and grace gives us the hope, the eternal hope, our eternal address that it does. Whenever we decide, whenever we pass our last day, that's our finish line. We win. We cross that finish line and we win. But just stand up and speak out if you would. I'm going to put another couple of verses in here. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 8. Verses 16 through 18, if you would. This is sort of just a reinforcement of what we've been talking about, what Peter was, what the Peter and John, the disciples, and all have been going through. But Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. It says, "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, cover it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore how ye bear, or how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Just another way to reinforce the fact that we need to stand up and speak out. Just like he said, no man is going to light a candle and cover it with a vessel or put it under a bed. He's going to light the vessel. That's the reason to light the candle, so people can see when they come into a room, or lighted the path so they can walk down the path, whatever path they may be on at the time. But 17 is an important verse for that section. So, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. That's talking about them little skeletons in the closet. I mean, everything at one point or another, sooner or later in time, it will come out. Whether now or later, it's going to come out. Anything done in secret will be out, will be brought out. Neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. There are a lot of things that people think they may be getting away with, down through the years, whatever it may be. But like I said, sooner or later the truth comes out. The truth is going to come out. Christ is going to bring that truth out in our lives, whether it be in our lives, whether it be in whoever's lives, or maybe we may be talking about anybody's life in the church, anybody's life outside these walls. The truth eventually comes out, no matter how hard we try to hide it, no matter how hard we try to. It's the same thing with a flame. The flame comes out. I mean, it's going to burn through whatever you try to hide it. You could hide it under whatever you're going to hide it under, but it won't be too long before it gets decided to get hot and burst into flames, and the truth just bursts into flames through everybody's life just like that, just like the flame, the firewood. But in a sense, there's many other examples that I had for tonight, but because of time, we're going to wind up here. But just remember, like I said, just stand up and speak up. I mean, I'm looking in the mirror, the same as anybody else should. I'm not judging anybody here. I'm judging myself because I'm the one that has to shave, looking in the mirror each and every day. We need to learn to stand up and speak out, speak boldly, speak up, just like Peter did, Paul, John, the disciples did whenever after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit, when they were imbued with the Holy Spirit. We can't lose, no matter what. I mean, the government can tell us whatever they want to tell us. They can tell us we can't talk about this. They can tell us we can't talk about that. They can tell us we can't preach Christ. They can tell us we can't preach about the blood of Christ, the salvation of Christ. But when it comes down to it, you're born in a free country, and that's what it comes down to. That's plain and simple. That's what it comes down to. Speak up, stand up, speak up, and look up, if you would. But join me in prayer, if you would. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening, we thank you again for each and every family member that came out, the dedication that they have. I thank you for their safety. I thank you for this lesson that you've given, the message that you've given, to stand up and speak up, to speak boldly for you, no matter where we're at, what situation we're at, whether at work, we're at school, home, here at church, outside, anywhere outside these walls. Learn to do what Paul did. Learn to do what Peter, John, after the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came through. Pray that the Holy Spirit give us the strength and the guidance and direction and the willingness to become better witnesses for you each and every day of our lives, because we live in a free, this awesome nation that we live in. I thank you for the freedom that we were born into. I thank you for the men and women that protect that freedom each and every day. I thank you for the folks, the pastors that preach the gospel each and every day, throughout each and every week, no matter where we're at, from coast to coast, around the world, the missionaries that take the word, your message, your truth, foreign lands, speaking up and speaking boldly and standing up for you. I thank you for the message again. I pray that it's blessed hearts and souls this evening. I pray as we leave this place, you grant safe traveling mercies to each and every one throughout the remainder of this week, wherever we may go, and even for the Sunday. Pray for Pastor and his wife as well, that you help them enjoy a little R&R. Give them safe traveling wherever they may be as well, where they may go, come on the way back. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.